We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I am with Jason Allenbaugh of the National Weather Service. And Jason, we're taking a look at the winter forecast, the winter outlook for this year. And Jason, as far as the winter outlook, what can we expect?
Right now, the official outlook, which came out last week, so it's kind of fresh off the presses. This was made last week. Essentially, it calls for a better chance of above-normal temperatures and also wetter conditions. So we'll have to see as far as snowfall amounts, how that will relate to snowfall amounts. But right now, it looks like the better chance of maybe potential for cooler temperatures above or norm or below normal temperatures be over more of the mid part of the country. Right now, the pattern at least looks, in the general sense, looks like they favor more of a better chance of seeing above normal temperatures for the lower Great Lakes and on into the Northeast.
So we could have an easier winter this year.
Well, it doesn't necessarily mean that. It just means that you could have potential for more kind of up and down weather as far as extremes with maybe weather systems that would bring more above normal temperatures kind of below, ahead of that. But then, the cooler shots behind it might just be more normal, but that would all be all you need for, especially for the lake effect systems that, kind of move through our area.
I know that forecasting weather of any particular time range can be a science, but how accurate can long-range forecasts be?
It's very challenging, especially when you're in a situation where we kind of are, where we are more neutral as far as the larger scale kind of patterns that we look at. So I've come here pretty recently from the upper Great Lakes up in the upper Michigan area. So, but it's pretty similar as far as what kind of patterns will drive the winter weather kind of when you have more of a neutral kind of pattern as far as the larger scale, like what we look at like El Nino or La Nina, more neutral conditions. So in that case, you have to kind of look for troughing kind of more off to our north, off that would bring the cooler air from Canada across the lower Great Lakes in that area. But those kind of patterns, to try to nail those down, a month at best, but is kind of better for the lead time as far as that goes. So it's kind of hard to tell kind of how that'll all kind of sort itself out. But that's the kind of pattern to kind of watch out for, those 3 to 5 week kind of out, lead kind of times that we can kind of start to see a pattern like with a trough kind of developing. If that's the case, it could be more active with systems moving through and then the lake effect following that. But it's just hard to tell as far as, when you're looking to the long range forecasting, how that'll kind of shake out at this time.
What about the possibility of a polar vortex coming in during the winter? Is that a possibility as well?
Oh, it's always a possibility. You can essentially with the troughing kind of more close by, is it doesn't look like we're going to get any strong ridge or anything like that. So as long as the troughing is close by, you can get those times where that pool of cooler air can kind of really dive down across at least eastern Canada, maybe have a grazing blow. Or in some winters, you've seen that kind of settle all the way across the eastern part of the country, and then it kind of can lock us into the deep freeze for a little while. So that definitely is a possibility. It's just hard to tell, when that would be able to occur, even this far out. In a pattern like this, you can have rapidly changing conditions. So you can go from kind of as we saw here last winter, where things could be very warm, and you have rain and ahead of the system, and then you have the cold air kind of behind it, so you can get some significant lake effect snow behind it with the strong winds. This pattern definitely, if this works out, what kind of the official forecast is looking like, it would definitely be very changeable. So you could have those systems that could bring strong winds again and those cold shots behind it with the lake effect snow. So just something to kind of keep an eye on, just kind of as we get closer, as we start to get into the winter, and just keep updated with the forecast, because it can definitely change from day to day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.